We find evidence everywhere of the global flood. In fact, I have proven on multiple occasions that the flood of Noah, that the global flood that covered the entire earth, is a scientific fact. And in my last video, I also covered that there are duck-billed dinosaurs that are found in Africa, and that there are monkeys that are found in South America. Now, keep in mind, according to evolution, those things should not even be there, because duck-billed dinosaurs did not live in Africa, and monkeys did not live in South America, according to evolution. So, according to evolution theory, the only way that they could have got there was by riding on rafts and riding across the ocean. And as a creationist, it's easy to explain and it's easy to account for, and it's what we'd expect anyways. We'd expect to find all these monkey fossils and all these bizarre places that completely ravage the evolutionary timeline. And we know that that happened from the flood, that the flood placed them there through hydrologic sorting, and that the flood would have placed the duck-billed dinosaur fossils in Africa. And interestingly enough, Oxford University has also released a paper on this and stated that rodents crossed the ocean as well. So rodents are now being found in places that they shouldn't have been, according to evolution. And now they're saying that rodents crossed hundreds of miles of open water on rafts. Now, one could make the argument that rodents rode with humans on a boat across the ocean. But the problem is that supposedly rodents crossed the ocean 34 million years ago. Humans were not even on the scene at that point, according to evolution. And so the only way that these rodents got there in South America as well was because they floated on rafts and they relied on currents to somehow magically take them across the ocean. So according to evolution and according to Big Bang cosmology and all this stuff that's intertwined as part of evolution theory, these are the wild extremes that you have to stoop to when you enter into make-believe fantasy land and believe that the world came from nothing and that the Bible is just a storybook, which in turn says that there was no global flood, which we know to be inaccurate and unscientific.
All right, in our lead story tonight, we have a story about Matthew Tiberius Powell. This 25-year-old tween makes me so... I'm happy. So normally we have to sift through these horrible headlines every week, but every once in a while, the next headline after those is Matt Powell explaining that evolution is wrong because there were surfing monkeys 34 million years ago.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened this week.
Yep.
The only way they could have got there, according to evolution theory, was surfing the ocean blue.
But here's the thing. To be clear, that is how monkeys got to South America. Okay, I mean, they didn't surf, obviously, but they got there on these vegetation rafts, which exist. You know, as far-fetched as that sounds, that it's not, you know, seeing these rafts, they're large enough to hold a breeding population.
Now, keep in mind, folks, this is what evolution teaches. Type in on Google surfing monkeys, or when monkeys surf to South America is what the article is even titled.
I saw it, and you accurately reported what they said, and now they're claiming you're lying.
Now, the problem with this argument is, for one, most of us, we never heard of it before. You know, unless you're like really into evolution, unless you're really into this branch of the science here, you're probably not going to know about this.